currently headlining as the world's worst humanitarian crisis is not Syria, not Bangladesh with its Rohingya crisis, but Yemen. After 2 years of war and with more than 10,000 people dead, the population is displaced, impoverished, and fighting a cholera outbreak with an estimated 700,000 people affected. Only Haiti, after the 2010 earthquake, has had a worse cholera outbreak in recent times. As the complex conflict drags on, aid agencies, including Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, are endeavouring to stem the tide of the disease. Australian nurse Sita Cassiope is just back from a three-month stint as field coordinator based in Ibb, that's south of the capital Sana'a. I asked her if there's any chance of halting the march of the disease.
I think it can be. I mean, I know that our team particularly with MSF, we are looking at doing outreach activities to actually get into the community now. Instead of people coming into a hospital environment, we are going to villages where they've got reports of cholera. So we have specialists who are water and sanitation specialists, and they have different levels of chlorination that we use for different areas of the household. And it's about teaching, it's about community awareness programs. But absolutely, it's incredibly difficult because of the isolation. It took our team 4 or 5 hours to reach one village to treat 30 people. And that's, you know, 4 or 5 hours plus a couple of hours on the field and then back in time for curfew. It's really difficult.
Curfew's at sundown, I assume.
Exactly, yeah.
So how many people are trying to make that contact with communities? How many outreach activities are going on?
So at the moment with the team that we had in Ibb, we had two teams of 8 people, which doesn't sound a lot at all. But then you've got to also consider that each team needs 2 cars, one as a backup, the team in 1 car, all of the equipment they have to take to the villages, and then obviously transporting any patients back have to come into a car as well.
You're not going to beat this with that size effort, are you?
No. But there are other teams. I mean, that was just one small team for us in that particular area. And MSF is now running, MSF Swiss section, is running another team out of Sana'a as well. So, but it's tiny. I mean, it's a drop. It's a drop. Mm. Absolutely.
And all the while, the war goes on around you. So presumably, you've got to take that into account.
Absolutely. And so, the movements are not easy. I mean, to get the movements, they have to be cleared a week before we go because of security. Mm. There are aerial bombardments still happening very frequently in certain areas of Yemen.
Is there a possibility that we might reach 1 million people in Yemen?
Potentially.
Really?
Absolutely. Potentially, yeah.
What sort of resources do you and other agencies have from the international community? Sufficient?
No. No, it's not. It's not. I know that the problem is that the infrastructure, like we have said, like you've said, has broken. And so it's been very difficult for international organisations to coordinate all of the efforts required for such a massive outbreak. I mean, they are trying. They are getting it together a lot more, certainly when I was there. But to coordinate all of those efforts, on top of that, the health structures that are there, the health national health staff, have not been paid for over a year.
Right.
And because of the conflict, because of all of the infrastructure breaking, they're disillusioned. I mean, they're trying, but they've got no salaries. I mean, people are desperate. Mm. And so, yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to coordinate that.
There's plenty of other diseases that could enter into this scenario, aren't there?
Absolutely.
What do you anticipate?
Well, I mean, you're potentially looking at a measles outbreak.
And that could be deadly in that context.
And it could be deadly. Absolutely.
You've been to 17 places in total, including Yemen now, crisis zones. Mm. How does this one compare to those?
This one I have not been exposed before until I went to Yemen about sort of the political situation that was there. I mean, which is very different to anywhere else I've been. The propaganda, the real dislike for other countries in the world, I've never seen that before. Real anger. And also I've never been in a country where there's been such a massive outbreak at the moment, cholera, and yet there's still aerial bombardments by parties that are also trying to help.
Sita Cassiope, she's an Australian nurse, recently returned from Yemen for MSF.